I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News by remote. U.S. President Joe Biden has met with other leaders of an Indo-Pacific alliance known as the Quad as he wraps up a week of diplomacy with both allies and adversaries. The White House meeting Friday with leaders from India, Japan, and Australia gave Biden a chance to put the spotlight on the chief foreign policy goal, greater attention to the Pacific. Biden declared that the U.S. and other members of the alliance are showing that they know how to get things done in an increasingly complicated corner of the globe. That's in light of what the United States sees as China's coercive economic practices and unsettling military maneuvering in the region. Two Canadians detained in China on spying charges were released from prison and flown out of the country Friday. That's according to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Just after a top executive of Chinese communications giant Huawei Technologies reached a deal with the U.S. Justice Department over fraud charges and flew home to China. A frenetic chain of events involving the global powers brought an abrupt end to legal and geopolitical wrangling that for the past 3 years has roiled relations between Washington, Beijing, and Ottawa. The three-way deal enabled China and Canada to each bring home their own detained citizens, while the U.S. wrapped up a criminal case against a prominent tech executive that for months had been mired in an extradition fight. First activity came Friday afternoon when 49-year-old Meng Wanzhou, Huawei's chief finance officer and the daughter of the company's founder, reached an agreement with the federal prosecutors that called for fraud charges against her to be dismissed next year. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Imran Khan sought to cast Pakistan as the victim of American ungratefulness and international double standard in his address to the United Nations General Assembly Friday. In a pre-recorded speech aired during the evening, the Pakistani Prime Minister touched on a range of topics that included climate change, global Islamophobia, and the plunder of the developing world by their corrupt elites, the latter of which he likened to what the East India Company did to India. It was for India's government that Khan reserved his harshest words, once again labeling Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu nationalist government fascist. But the cricketer turned posh international celebrity turned politician was in turn indignant and plaintive as he painted the United States as the abandoner of both Pakistan and neighboring Afghanistan. The coronavirus pandemic was the talking point at the United Nations General Assembly this week, serving as projection, promotional tool, and proxy for other pressing issues put forward by world leaders in their signature annual addresses. Through the lenses of vaccine inequality, economic disaster, scientific misinformation, and social isolation, just about every president, king, foreign minister, and head of state talked about the pandemic as a sweeping global catastrophe. Yet each made it into a distinctive political message that said as much about a nation and its leader as it did about the virus itself. One man said he counted 55 corpses as he escaped from his town in northern Ethiopia. Another asserted he was rounded up with about 20 men who were shot in front of him. Yet others claimed Tigray forces went door to door killing men and teenage boys. The accounts from the town of Kobo are the latest allegations against Tigray forces as they push through the region in what they call an attempt to pressure Ethiopia's government to end a 10-month war. Civilians on both sides have joined the fight. Calls by the United States and others for peace have had little effect as war spreads in one of Africa's most powerful countries. Federal and local officials say that an encampment in a Texas border town in the U.S. where thousands of Haitian migrants gathered in recent days is now empty. The Del Rio mayor said in a news conference that it was phenomenal news that all the migrants have been moved. The number of peaked Saturday as migrants driven by confusion over the Biden administration's policies and misinformation. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, viewing.